From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In Iran, anti-government protests continue to spread. This one was an attack on a police station. 9 protesters died overnight Monday into Tuesday, including 6 at the station. At least 20 people have died in 6 days of unrest across the country, and hundreds have been arrested. On Tuesday morning, President Trump tweeted, "The people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime." The protests began on Thursday. Iranians are angry about their country's weak economy. The Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday. He accused enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said it was complete nonsense that Iran's enemies are starting the protests. She called them spontaneous and said the Iranian people are crying out for freedom. Ali Shabkhanani, the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, accused the United States, Britain, and Saudi Arabia of fomenting the protests in Iran. Saudis will receive Iran's unexpected response, and they know how serious it can be, he said. The U.S. military said Tuesday that one of its soldiers was killed and 4 others were wounded during what it calls a combat engagement in eastern Afghanistan. The battle happened Monday in the volatile Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. 2 wounded service members are being treated at a nearby medical facility and are in stable condition. This is VOA News. Nigerians who fled the country amid the Boko Haram insurgency say their hope for the next year is to return home, but they say their government should help to socially reintegrate them. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika visited the refugee camp at Minawao and the village of Gawar on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria to find out more about the refugees' lives.
It is a festive atmosphere at Gawar village, one of the communities in the Mayochanaga administrative unit on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria, hosting thousands of Nigerian refugees. Staff of the World Lutheran Federation, WLF, a global communion of 145 churches in 98 countries, share gifts and pray with Nigerians fleeing Boko Haram atrocities in their country. Obin Nzali of the WLF says they have organized an outreach program that will last 2 weeks to encourage both the refugees and their host communities to continue to live in peace.
La présence des populations réfugiées dans cette partie du pays.
He says the presence of the refugees has an impact on the living conditions of the host communities, whose resources are already stretched, and so they have brought together the refugees and their host community members as a sign of encouragement and to promote the spirit of living together in such challenging moments. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Minawao, Northern Cameroon.
The UN Security Council has welcomed 6 new non-permanent members: Equatorial Guinea, Ivory Coast, Kuwait, the Netherlands, Peru, and Poland. The 6 new countries were voted on by the 193-member General Assembly for 2 years. Last year was the safest on record for the civil aviation industry, according to 2 new reports. The Dutch aviation consultancy 270 said Monday in its annual report no major airline experienced a plane crash anywhere in the world. One of the company's researchers says 2017 was much better than could reasonably and statistically be expected, and was again better than last year's remarkable performance. The researcher said air travel is the safest way to travel, with the chances of dying in a plane crash now 1 in 16 million. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.